What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are batting practice. We got a great one for you tonight. We are excited for it. We're here for it. But first, as always, boys, how are we doing this fine Sunday evening?
New background yet again.
Let's
hey,
go.
Hey, look at this. All right, what country am I pointing to? Now.
But oh, well, you're covering it up. But it's somewhere else. Oh, Nauru or Nauru?
No, it's way bigger than
Solomon
that.
Islands.
No, it's much bigger than that.
Oh, is that
starts
just New
with an
Zealand?
N.
That's New Zealand.
Is that just
No.
New Zealand?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I've seen maps where New Zealand is a lot closer to Australia, so I was kind of afraid to say New
I
Zealand.
Mean, this is not only is this like that Mercator projection or whatever it's called, so it's stretched, it's
Oh,
fake.
right.
It's
Right.
also a wood carving, so it's probably even more fake dimension wise than
Fair enough.
So yeah.
Yeah. Plus
Fair
Africa's
enough.
way bigger than most maps show.
Right?
Oh yeah.
A lot of
Not
places
proportional.
Are.
Yeah. Makes
I
North
saw
America look
okay,
massive.
it's crazy this has come up because I saw this was literally yesterday. I think it was on Twitter. But it was a picture of Illinois, like the outline of Illinois over the UK. And Illinois is like the entire size of, I think it's bigger than England, which is crazy to even think about.
Yeah, the United States is huge, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America.
America.
Everything's bigger in Texas, but everything's bigger in the USA as well.
Give me my high speed trains, man.
I thought you were going to say chases for some reason.
Oh, high speed chases?
Also, America.
On trains. Oh.
That's
yeah.
European.
There you
that
go.
That seems more also like from 1917.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it back.
But sure.
Guys,
All
did you watch any of the NBA special skills comp, 3-point dunk contest? I don't know. I feel inspired. My 12-inch
Oh,
vertical.
yeah?
I'm coming.
Your
For
12-inch vertical. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
I actually have no idea. Because, like, vertical, you stand still
12.
And you reach your hands up. And then the idea, like, that's your baseline, right? And then the vertical is you jump. And at least that's what we did in gym class, which is not probably a perfect way to represent anything. But wait, Josh, did you have to learn about verticals in PT school?
I mean, not like specifically.
Okay. What do you think your vertical is?
Okay. I cannot, with how bad my back is right now, I can't jump. Like it's physically bad. I have been told by a doctor that it is bad for me to jump. So it is very, very low.
I'm gonna be very conservative out of fear that I'm overestimating myself. I'm gonna say 18 inches, maybe 20.
Yeah.
That's like that's looking like, at a wall, and I'm like,
Yeah, I'm like picturing
like
so standing
a
on
foot
the
and a
floor,
half.
Jumping. So could you go from floor? Just jump right onto bed, like no, like stumbling, no, like.
Probably.
I feel like that's about
like
20.
A box jump.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that different?
Isn't it from like it? You have to reach up and then you.
Yeah,
pin
it's
up
it's
again.
The reach.
It's not where you land. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you do it with the like sticks that spin.
Well, we'll have to do the batting practice vertical challenge and see.
Oh,
all
man.
right.
I want to take batting practice first, but yeah.
It's all about
IRL.
Predicting.
Andrew, for your question, I have one YouTube short in the barrel right now for a All-Star Game weekend, but it's not even from the All-Star Game weekend. It's from the warm-up. So, like, does that even count? Because all I did was watch highlights on Reddit. I did not tune in to a single minute. You can be a hater, not a single minute of All-Star basketball. I did not have a full So Rare lineup, so that aspect was out of the perspective for me anyways. But I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really care. The dunk contest is not what it used to be. Sabrina versus Steph is pretty cool. And apparently it was pretty close too.
It was.
All-Star Game's on right now?
I was going to say it. The All-Star Game is on right now. Like, are we not
watching? As of recording this?
Yeah.
And I could have it on right behind me, but I don't. So I don't know. I think the NBA All-Star Game is maybe one of my least favorite out of the All-Star Game realm.
Ooh. I mean, Pro Bowl's dead last. Pro Bowl's dead last.
But yeah. I kind of like the dumb stuff that they've done.
Right. Recently. They've made it.
I like NFL kicker tic-tac-toe. By the way, have you guys seen that video recently? Yeah,
it banged.
It popped off. So shout out to our YouTube viewers. If you are viewing on YouTube, by the way, now's a good time to go and like the podcast. But I kind of like that in the NFL.
I like the skill. I like the skills competition is cool.
The old Pro Bowl sucked. The old Pro Bowl did suck. The no defense Pro Bowl, but that's what the NBA game is. There's no defense. Baseball is awesome.
Baseball is the best. Mm-hmm. Hands down.
Agreed. Hockey's pretty boring too.
Yeah. Hockey and basketball, I feel like, basketball used to be arguably the best, if not one of the best, in terms of like the all, more so the skills competition type stuff. I think the 3-point and the dunk contest are pretty popular. Like Jacob was saying, the dunk contest has definitely fallen off. I watched the 3-point contest. I watched Sabrina versus Steph, and then I watched the dunk contest last night. The 3-point contest was pretty cool because Dame won again, which was exciting. The Sabrina versus Steph was cool. And then the dunk contest was pretty lame. it was, and like, do you guys feel like the dunk contest is kind of like the home run derby where like, it would be so good if the top guys actually did it, but they don't want to. So then you get people like Jaylen Brown. shots man. Fired
at the Celtics.
Hate the Celtics. But you get guys like Jacob Toppin and Mac McClung, who's in the G League. And it's cool because he won last year and he's the defending champ or whatever. But come on, they couldn't find 4 NBA players to do it. Like, and I like him. He's cool. He was exciting, but still, it's like, come on.
It's funny. They don't even have sober cards of those guys. You have to be in the NBA to have sober cards, which is ironic because they were having an NBA Saturday night challenge. And one of the contests was a dunk contest. but half the guys you couldn't even have cards for because they're not even in the NBA. I mean, granted, the Gatorade or D League, whatever you want to call it, is technically part of the Basketball Association. But, you know, it'd be like having championship level players compete in the Premier League skills competition. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like there's just a big gap there. I don't know, guys. Like, so if we think it's bad, if it went away completely, would you even notice? Because All-Star games are very American things. Like there's the Ballon d'Or, there's the, you know, accolades people win, but the idea where if you have a great season, you play in a game with other people who are also having a good season is uniquely American. And it's kind of weird. I liked it back in the day with baseball when they tied the home field advantage in the World Series to it, which actually is probably that's a little too extreme for me, but it meant something. So I don't know, All-Star games that don't mean anything, I don't care.
I have two things on this. One, I feel like there has been some sentiment from, especially over in Europe, that they're actually a little bit jealous of our All-Star competitions.
Really?
Like they would want that for like the Prem, and have like a skill. Wow. Yeah. At least I'm pretty sure this was during like the MLS thing that they do, like MLS they do All-Stars versus Liga MX or whatever they do. I want to say I was seeing people on Twitter saying, man, this would be cool if the Prem did something like this. I could totally be making that up, but
Were these
I think
Americans?
maybe burners, the MLS burner accounts were out in full force that night. I think it's still fun. I don't know. I think it's nice that it gives all the other players a break in the middle of the season. But I think at least in terms of the NBA, they could make it infinitely better. Take out the dunk competition and put in a horse competition. Like the game of horse.
They did have a light. They played Lightning, which, if you're not familiar with,
Good
you have
game.
to make a basket before the person behind you makes the basket. Or if you don't make
Yeah,
your
yeah,
basket
yeah.
before someone behind you makes it, then
Yep.
you're out. They did play that. That was kind of cool. I am a big fan of skills, but the idea of an all-star game, which has the same rules as the regular game, that isn't as fun to me. But if it meant something, then maybe. But to me, like, an all-star game is when the top teams play each other with something on the line, and like it's just good sport. Whichever sport you're watching, that will be infinitely more exciting to me because it means something. And that, I think, is more important to me, at least, than just raw skill of people that aren't really trying.
Totally
Yeah.
agreed.
I've
Well,
been seeing the beauty, sorry, before one more thing. The beauty of the this still being around is it allows for social media people to remind you of years past. So I've seen lots of highlights of former dunk competitions when they were really good. So seeing those highlights on Twitter has been pretty awesome.
True.
For the record, Home Run Derby better than the whatever the NBA does. Absolutely.
Although home run derby, go back to 10 outs. Don't do a timer.
Yeah, the timer kind of,
But
it
yes,
like
I
speeds
agree.
it up and slows it down at the same time.
Right. Just a little bit more pressure, knowing that you have the outs
Like, it's
instead.
hard to pay attention to almost because they're going so quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, it's rapid fire.
So I have a, it's not really a story for you guys, but it's more of something to talk about because it's something that I did a few days ago, and it's something that I haven't done since before COVID.
Oh,
Yes.
whoa.
But I went to a mall, an actual
Wait, wait, you...
big giant mall,
Okay.
to go shopping because I needed to go to H&M.
Wow. Wait, you haven't been to a mall in 4 years?
No,
Holy cow.
I don't need to go to malls. Why would I
Right.
ever go to a mall?
Fair, fair. It's
But then they
fun.
had H&M, the department store. So,
Okay. Heck yeah.
but when I walked through the doors, immediately the H&M doors were locked, so I had to go through the main doors, and the food court was there. So you're
Oh.
blasted with smells immediately. Like, whatever you want, it's North Carolina, so there's Bojangles, there's a few other
Oh.
ones, but we'll see in a bit. Our tier list might or might not be related to this topic, but I
Ooh.
guess my question for you guys is, when's the last time you've been to a mall? Because for me, this was like, it was an experience. I'm like, I haven't done this. And me and Nosh grew up, I mean, Andrew, you pretty much same, 10 minutes from a mall, if that.
Oh yeah. Oh
And
yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
we were there a decent amount. A decent amount.
Yeah.
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 So.
The GameStop in the mall hit like crack. That new Call of Duty's coming out. You're going to the GameStop at the mall. That was
Silver Spring GameStop,
so
man.
that's true.
But that's not a mall. That's not a mall.
That was a strip mall. That was like, yeah, that's not a
Oh,
real mall.
strip mall
Well,
doesn't
I
count
mean,
though.
strip mall doesn't count.
Are they real malls? I don't know.
Oh, highly
No, it needs
debated
to be a
topic
big,
here.
like, there's stores on both sides and there has to be a food court.
Okay, that's a definition of mall. Well, I lived in Minnesota for a time, and if you've never been, the only like one of the main attractions there is the Mall of America, and I think it lives up to the hype. It's worth it. If you have never been and you live close or maybe even far, it is actually worth it to me to go see it. I'm actually a big fan of malls. I I do like to shop, get new things from time to time. Now, living in Chicago, there's really not, you have to get out into the suburbs to have a real mall experience. However, there is like the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, which has rows of shops, which all kind of count as a mall. So I'd say I probably go to a mall maybe once every other month, or at least a
Wow.
store. I'm not usually buying anything, I'm just browsing. My strategy, actually, pro tip, go to a store, try stuff on, go to Poshmark, buy that same stuff used,
Oh.
and then boom, you do not buy a new. It's sort of consumeristic, but you're also getting a good value. Big fan of going in stores. They probably hate me, but I don't care. Big fan of Poshmark, but you got to know your size. You got to go try it on. So malls gotta they make it.
It's always the best when you come out of the fitting rooms and there's an attendant there and they're like, "Oh, how'd everything work out for you?" And you're like, "Yeah,
It
great." And
didn't fit.
you're like, "Yeah, actually I was just trying to get my size. I'm gonna go buy this all online." I'm trying to think. I've definitely been to the mall. I'm gonna say within the last couple months. No, it's a every couple months kind of random deal for me.
Really? So I thought someone, at least one of you guys, would have been like on my side, where it was an experience like I haven't done this in so long.
And I will say this, it's normally for a specific reason. Like I'm not going to the mall and browsing like Andrew is. There's other like different areas where that has stores that aren't, it's like more of like a strip mall or that I'd rather go to than the actual mall. But yeah, it's normally for like something specific. But yeah, last couple months, I want to say.
Okay. All right. Well, I know we can all agree on some things about malls, even if we don't go to them during the same times. But Nash, you should pull up this tier list for us.
Wait,
Oh.
first before I do that, Jacob, now that you've kind of rebroken the ice, are you going to be a frequenter at the
Oh.
mall?
No.
Oh, okay. It wasn't so groundbreaking that you're like, I'm going to come back.
No, unless I need to go to H&M again.
Fair enough.
It's
See, for
true.
a reason. There you go. All right, I'm pulling it up now.
The mall.
To your list. All right, here we go.
Right.
Oh, let's
So we're
go.
back on the food chain, literally. And like I said, when I walked through those doors, it was just immediate smells. So we're gonna rank those smells, and I guess
Oh, by
not
smell.
necessarily by smell. No, not by smell.
Oh, we could do that. We could do that.
That'd be too much. That'd be too much. Let's do a tier list of food court restaurants, or other things food related that you may find at a mall and will find at a mall. Again, just like our last tier list we did, I believe there's some that we haven't tried, so we'll just put those at the bottom or whatever.
Perfect.
But let's get it.
Oh
Oh,
man. Starting off
look, there's a
very
haven't
strong.
been to category. That's perfect.
Oh, there
Oh,
you go.
okay. All right,
Starting off
Auntie Anne's.
very strong.
I would say 3, 2, 1 countdown, and I think we're all going to say the same thing.
Agreed.
All
Okay.
right. 3, 2, 1, S.
S.
Yeah.
No
No
wow,
question.
ease, no question.
Yeah.
Easy. There is no other smell in the world like Auntie Anne's, and you can smell it from so far away, and you just know exactly what it is. It's so good.
Yeah. And it's got something no matter the time
It's
of
the
day.
butter. I mean, who cares? Let's be honest, it's probably a bunch of MSG and butter, but like,
Sounds good to me. There we go.
exactly. That's what my taste buds want. That's why we keep coming back. And like their dipping sauces, just everything, the sticks. And it's nostalgic too.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right.
Okay,
Burger
Burger
King.
King. Ooh. But not, but Burger King as if it was in a food
A
court.
mall.
Exactly.
Yes. Yep.
For me, it's middle ground. I'm never gonna look around at 20 different options on one area and go, yes, I want Burger King. So for me, it's probably like a D.
I agree. D or an F. I
Oh.
just it's not my choice. If I'm gonna get a burger, if I really want to get a burger, I'd probably go to McDonald's.
But
There's probably not a McDonald's at the mall, though.
that's the
There's probably not a
thing. That
McDonald's at the
is
mall.
true.
And
That is
Burger King
true.
knows that. They know that.
So if
Let me,
you're, I
okay.
guess, yeah.
I mean, let me
Go ahead. There
look at
was
this.
at Mayfair, though. There was at Mayfair. That's
But
right.
guess what took its place? A Burger
Oh,
King.
really?
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
no way.
Yeah. Yep.
All
See, there can
right.
only be one burger
Then I
in town.
guess I think that saves Burger King from an F, but I still think it's a D.
I'd give it a C.
I think for I forgot that McDonald's normally aren't at the mall. So for
Exactly.
that reason I'd put it at like a low C.
Yep, I agree.
I think it's gonna get bumped, but now this next one is interesting because it is in pretty much every food court, I feel like, in America. I can't say I've ever really had Sparrow before.
Just pizza. It's like heat
That's
lamp
true.
pizza.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm biased, obviously, with the malls in Wisconsin where we're all from. They have Rocky Rococo's instead of Sparrow. I've had it like once. Honestly, I think I was sick when I had it. I don't even really remember, but I would be tempted to put it in the I haven't really been to. I don't, Jacob, do you have any strong, because I kind of.
It's again, it's like not my go-to choice, but I know it exists at our food courts that we've been to, but I don't think I've been to it. So I'd put it in that I haven't been to. Same with the next
Yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I've been to food courts where this is an option, but I've never gone for it before.
Wait, Harley? Really?
Wait, you
Yeah.
have?
Really?
Andrew, you
Yeah.
have? Okay.
No. Josh, you're saying you have?
No, I've never had it, but I've seen
Oh.
it at food courts before, is what I
No
mean.
kidding. No kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, never
Haven't been
really.
to.
Ooh, Orange Julius.
Don't think I've ever had it. Again, another one that's always been in the mall by us, but
I
yeah, I
really
can't
don't.
say. Yeah. Wait,
Because both,
it's gonna be odd.
though the mall where we had both of these combined, I think this list might be a little bit old. I think they did merge the two companies. So
Right.
DQ and Orange Julius, I kind of view them the same.
That's the
So.
only reason why, yeah. Because well, I'm gonna put this here and we're gonna say DQ is kind of the combo of the two.
Sure. I like it.
So for me, I can't, oh man, this is tough because for me, DQ is actually a little bit higher up, but it's more so for like the sweet options that they have.
Yes,
Like
absolutely.
there's nothing like a dilly bar from DQ. So for that
Agree.
reason, yeah, it's higher up. Now, I will say, I can't say I've ever been to the mall, gotten a full meal at the food court, and then said, man, now I want some ice cream or a dilly bar from DQ. So that drops it down for me.
And let me ask you, carrying around said dilly bar as it's melting in your hand while you're trying to look
In the
at clothes,
mall.
that doesn't
Yeah.
sound great. That doesn't sound like a
That's
great
true.
experience.
That's true.
So not a good mall food court option. Yeah, maybe like a
Yeah, maybe.
D.
Yeah, D.
I agree. I can get behind that. Oh, see, this is another really tough one because if we're talking standalone, Popeyes is like A tier for me, but
Absolutely.
I don't know of many Popeyes in food courts that I've been to.
I've seen it mostly in airports, more so
Yeah.
than like food courts.
Yep.
I don't know if we want a group airport like mall food, because they kind of have a similar setup to a
How
mall.
about if it's in a mall parking lot? How about,
True.
yeah, because I can think of a couple of these that are in mall parking lots.
Okay.
Airport could, yeah, I could see that fitting the bill too. Still haven't been to any of the ones at the bottom.
Yeah.
Anyways, Popeyes, maybe like a C.
Oh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
Well, I
top of
mean,
C
because I don't really
for a
as
food court option.
because it's not really a mall
Right.
food. I don't really think
Yeah.
it's mall food.
Yeah.
I'm putting it above
Above
Burger
Burger King
King.
for
Yeah,
sure.
above
For
Burger
sure.
King. Absolutely. Oh man. Okay. This list is gonna get weird because
Yeah.
again, Krispy Kreme standalone is A, maybe even S tier. But same philosophy goes as DQ. Are you getting a dozen donuts and carrying a big box of donuts around the mall? No,
No, you're
no.
getting something else on this list if you're getting sweet.
Yep.
At least in my opinion. And I'd say Krispy Kreme is in that same category as DQ, where it's like a D tier.
Sure. Yeah.
Again, standalone, this list would look a lot different. I'm saying it's above DQ or below. Toss up.
Above. Yeah, I
Toss
mean,
up.
honestly.
Qdoba.
So
Now
Qdoba
to
for me is
okay.
more like that parking lot
Yeah.
option. Like a
Sure.
standalone option in a parking lot.
I will say though, Qdoba has the right setup for a food court.
They do, but I haven't really seen that many, at least in
I
my
haven't
God.
either.
So
I
here,
think.
should we look at the list in total and maybe pick out the ones that we
Yeah,
think are like food court foods, and then just kind of leave the other ones be?
let's do it.
Taco
Taco
Bell,
Bell for
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
I can't. Wait, no.
No.
We'll just go
Oh.
down. We'll go down the line one
Okay.
by one if there's
Okay.
seven. Yeah.
So Taco Bell for sure. And Taco Bell's high up for me. Taco Bell's like an A, maybe even S.
Definitely not an S.
Think
Taco
about
Bell for me
this.
is like a B, probably.
I'd second that because eat that and then go walk around a mall. Tell me how you feel. That is true.
True. You are gonna want to go home after eating Taco Bell or bring it home with you.
That is
You aren't
true.
gonna want to eat it and then walk around the mall.
I can get behind that. I can't say I've ever Häagen-Dazs as a food court option.
Never seen it.
Never
Yeah.
seen it. I don't know what
I
this
don't know what that
is.
is. Yeah.
Same with the next one.
Same with the
Or
next
the next one.
couple.
Hot dog on a stick is it's a hilarious name.
Yeah, what? I can't.
Sounds.
Sounds like it could be good. I don't know. Wow, Chick-fil-A is the next one.
Okay. I've been to a Chick-fil-A in a parking lot of a
Okay.
mall.
Okay.
And Chick-fil-A for me is good, but it's not great. Chick-fil-A for me is like a B tier. And I feel like if it were in a mall, it would probably just be about that same tier.
I will say of all the options that
It's
we've talked about,
not my favorite.
it's again, they have a pretty good setup for a food court. And I feel good about eating some Chick-fil-A and then walking around for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm fine with B. So I would say
Yeah.
B, but above Taco Bell.
No, below. Yeah,
Really?
sorry, Josh, it's below.
Below.
Yeah.
Okay. Pinkberry.
Never heard that.
Never
Never
heard of
heard of it.
it.
I do love a
Nathan's.
Nathan's hot dog, but I've never seen it at a mall before.
Yeah. Never. Now,
The
this is
box. The box.
for sure an
That's an S
option.
tier mall option, I think.
And
Because you
I
can
think
walk around the entire mall with your coffee and be
I think
content.
I agree. I think I
Yep.
agree with you.
I would
100%.
honestly put Starbucks higher up in a mall setting than the normal setting.
Oh,
Ooh,
interesting.
that's a good
Okay.
take. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Because
Let's
like
do
if you think about it, like you don't have to make as conscious of an effort. It's already there. So you're already walking around shopping. You might as well get a coffee while you're doing it. I like that. It's a good thought. Good thought. Ooh, Wendy's.
it's fine.
Wendy's is like not my go-to fast food restaurant at all.
Agreed.
Better than Burger
I
King.
have some peanut gallery opinions. In a
Oh,
mall setting,
let's hear it.
we're talking food court here. In a mall setting, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
See? I'd put it
See.
probably above Burger King. If it were in a mall, I'd prefer Wendy's over Burger King.
Fair.
I can get behind
Agree.
that.
I agree.
Ooh, Chick-fil-A. I mean, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
What am I saying?
I
I guess it's the same as Qdoba. I mean, we've already,
Yeah.
It's not a food court option. I've never seen Chipotle at a food court.
It would be great, though. I'm
Ooh,
sure
you know
they're
what I
out there.
have had at a food court? I think it's called, oh, what's it called? It's like a seafood version of Qdoba or Chipotle.
Oh.
And it was in California and it was really good and it was at a food court.
Okay.
I don't
Okay.
remember the name of it though. But yeah, KFC, I've seen KFC at a food court and I
There's
never eat
KFC.
KFC.
Really? A KFC
KFC,
is.
actually, so as a kid, the KFC popcorn chicken was so good, but we never
Yes.
got that at a food court.
Right.
Maybe we
True.
did.
I feel like we've had
Maybe
before.
we did. Honestly, for the nostalgia's sake, I don't know. Andrew, what do you think?
Yeah, Andrew, what do you think with KFC?
I don't really think of it as a food court food, honestly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember having it. But it's good. It's solid. I like it less than Popeyes, but I
Yeah,
like
I
it
would
more than
say
Wendy's.
put it that's exactly where I was thinking.
Like that.
Perfect.
Mrs. Fields.
I've heard of
They
it,
actually
never been.
had one of those at, they had one of those at Mayfair.
Really?
I've
Maybe we
never
should put
had
it in the
it.
haven't been to category then.
Yeah.
It deserves a spot on the list.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna say it. Of all of the sweet options at the food court, Cinnabon is very high up there.
Yep.
Agreed.
I don't think it quite cracks S tier, but I would say an A as in terms of a sweet
Great food court
option.
option. Great
It's a
food
good
court
take.
option.
It's a good
Yep.
take.
Another incredible smelling place.
Oh,
Like
smell alone, that's
you walk past
amazing.
Auntie Anne's and then like 20 feet later you hit Cinnabon, you're just like, that's it. Jamba Juice is the next one.
I've never
Again,
been, but I've seen it.
good outside of the mall. I can't say I've ever had it in the mall, but kind of
Yeah.
falls under that same Starbucks philosophy. Like, if you're looking for a smoothie instead of a coffee, you could carry that around all day long.
I've just never been to one, inside or outside of a mall.
Never been to one
Been to one in an
inside.
airport. Airport, airport,
Classic.
airport Jamba.
That's true. That's true. It is more of an airport. It's the thing I
Yeah.
feel like. Still never had one.
Yeah, maybe I haven't been to. Let's put it as I haven't been
Yeah, it
to.
deserves another
Yeah.
spot like Mrs. Fields.
Green. All right, Johnny Rockets. Another place I've heard of, but just never have had.
Yeah, I've never seen one, so I would just leave it.
Yeah,
All right,
Mickle D's.
McDonald's. All right.
Okay, now we've kind of talked about it already, but I think Mayfair was one of the rare ones that had it for a little while,
Yep.
and it was a top tier choice when it was there.
It was.
I am tempted to say S.
No.
Whoa, no. Below
I was thinking
Starbucks.
top of B or maybe in between Taco Bell and Chick-fil-A.
Agree.
Wow. Okay.
Agree.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So maybe not, since you have it high, we can put it at the top of B.
I can get behind top of B.
Like, I think I would go to Chick-fil-A over McDonald's.
I think
Dude,
I
yeah.
agree with you, but I don't think Chick-fil-A's are, again,
It's not as good of a
haven't really seen them
mall
in the
food.
mall.
Yeah, in fact, might even deserve to get moved down a little bit for
I
that.
will
That's
say
true.
Chick-fil-A is at Pfizer Forum where the Bucks play. So
Wow,
had it
not a
there.
mall. Not a
Had
mall.
it. All. They actually
Honestly,
have
move
Adobe.
Chick-fil-A down. Move
They have
Chick-fil-A
Adobe.
down beyond Popeyes. They do?
They do have Adobe at Actually, shoot, that's at the Bradley Center. I don't know if they have one at Five Star
Oh,
Food.
yeah, I don't know if they do anymore. We're moving
Well,
Chick-fil-A
yeah. I feel
down.
like I've seen more Popeyes at food courts than Chick-fil-A's. I feel like,
Yeah.
yeah.
All right.
There we go. Panda
Ooh. All right.
Express.
Ooh. I love Panda. At
Panda
least when it's
Express.
at malls. I feel like it's a
Oh
good
yeah.
mall option.
It's a
It's a
great
great
really
mall
good
option.
option. They have the right setup for it. Ooh, but
A
how
tier?
high do we go?
I
I
think
think so.
A is pretty much a good.
I'll say this, we don't really have a true like entree type restaurant. We have pretzels, coffee, and Cinnabon. So I think Panda of all the like main course options is a top
That's
option.
true. That's a good point, but I don't think we necessarily need one.
No,
Because
it's true. That is
sometimes
true.
maybe you're just going to the food court for coffee or for a pretzel. We definitely went to
Oh
Mayfair
yeah.
Mall just for Auntie Anne's.
Right. Because you don't really get it anywhere else. Above or below Cinnabon though?
Put it
Right,
Oh, I think
above.
Cinnabon has
Above.
better smells though.
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
Okay. From a
think of the
small factor,
smells.
agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, I think
Agreed.
that's like a tie break. I think Subway is the last one that we can really
Yeah.
attest for here.
Yep.
Yeah. I will say Wetzel's pretzels are good. Shake Shack is also a very top tier option. Just never really had it at the mall.
At the airport, not at the mall.
Yeah, right.
Man, okay. Subway, 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 Subway. And there's definitely a Subway at
Absolutely. Yep.
Mayfair.
Yep.
And I
We've
feel
definitely
like
gotten it
we've
before.
gotten it before. I think Subway's pretty high up. And that might be a hot take because I feel like Subway gets a lot of flack. But I like Subway. I'm a Subway stan, so
I
okay,
feel like
when's the last time you've
13-year-old
been?
me, that's what I'm saying. I feel like 13-year-old me ranks Subway much higher. But it is a good food court option.
Yeah. Again, you could eat a 6-inch sub at Subway and walk around the mall for another couple hours and be totally fine.
That's true.
True. Um,
I don't know.
if
I
you're gonna
feel like it's a
ask the
B
last time
tier.
I've had Subway, again, I can't pinpoint it, but within the last 6 months to a year, I would say, I don't think it's above McDonald's though.
In between,
Agree. I would
or
say between.
below Taco Bell.
Yeah, between McDonald's and Taco Bell, because
Yeah, between.
I think the, like you said, the walk around factor is pretty important at the malls.
That's a very
Yeah, and
important
the
criteria.
Taco Bell does not fit that category at all.
Nope.
There we have it. That's
There
pretty
you
good.
go. There's
I like it.
the tier list.
Yeah. Auntie
Well,
Anne's and Starbucks. How about that? How basic can we get?
for real. If we've
That's
learned
so
one
mall.
thing, if we've learned one thing, we need to expand our horizons in terms of our food court experience.
Well, okay. I will say before I sent this link to you guys, I saw one community result and it was the S tier. And the only S tier that the community voted for was Auntie Anne's.
Fair
Yep.
enough. I
So
could
we
get
were
behind that.
on track with the people. Where the
There we
people have
go.
spoken. Yeah. But
More, we are basic. That's what you're saying.
exactly. But what do you say? We get to everyone's favorite segment, Ash.
Oh, what do you
Ooh.
say? I need to figure out a way where I can share it while it's in the presenter mode. I can't. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So we're just gonna quickly click through. Bang.
Not
Nobody saw
looking.
anything. All right.
He's back. What
Number
time is it, Nosh?
three. Number three of, like you said, everyone's favorite, ride or fade, baby.
Let's go.
Bang. All right. So, number one here is a sports topic. It's
Okay.
relevant.
Okay.
Let's just get right into it. I think
Yes.
this is going to be one of our first unanimous topics.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
I might just be against it on that basis. Spring training, it's here. Pitchers and catchers have reported. I've been seeing nonstop videos
I love it. This is one of my favorite times of the year for baseball. Spring training is the best. We're going to get live games pretty soon. I think it's a great time. I get overexcited. I probably overreact to every little thing that's happening. I love spring training. I am absolutely 1000% riding.
I agree. The only thing I have against it is that it doesn't really mean anything.
True.
Like, what if your
Well,
record meant something? That would be kind of cool.
just like the All-Star
Although that
game.
would arguably that would just add 30 games to then to the rest of the season. So
Right.
maybe we don't want that.
I'll say one name, Mike Rousseau.
Hey, that's true.
The
Where is
star
he? Where is
of
he?
the Brewers spring training means absolute jack crap. I'm fading it. I'm fading it. Because
He's fading it.
it
Oh
is
no.
not real baseball. It's baseball, but preseason. Not for real. Not opening day. Call me. Let's get together. Let's watch spring training. Nah. It's fun. It's hyped, but I'll fade it. I'll fade it.
I will say it is kind of funny to see like the Mike Brassoe stories where these people do go off and they end up being nothing. So it is kind of fun to see everybody overreact based on spring training games. I will say this though, it is not all for nothing because I believe this is vital for everybody to kind of start to ramp up towards the beginning of the season. I think if we didn't have as extensive of a spring training, we'd see more injuries. So, in that sense, it is important.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andrew just likes to play devil's advocate.
Well, it's your fault. You said this is going to be
I
unanimous,
know.
so I kind of
That's
felt like
true.
I needed to not.
That is true. That is true. All right. This next one was very relevant in the news last week. Another sporting event. We didn't really talk about it because there was some other sporting event going on, like the Super something or other. So I'm putting it in this week, and it is the Waste Management Open. So that took place last week. It is the greatest show on turf or something like that. It's basically just a giant party at a a golf competition. I will say this. I was a huge supporter of a major ride here. Let's say 5 years ago. This is one of my all-time favorite tournaments because it's one of the first big ones of the year. So living in Wisconsin when it's like 5 degrees every day, getting to see the beautiful Arizona landscape, sun, warmth. I loved watching it. It got me excited for the upcoming golf season. This year, though, however, it tipped the scale a little bit too much in terms of party. I'm all for the 16th hole. I love it. I think it's so fun that they boo and cheer and go crazy, whatever. I love all that. The people like running onto the course and like doing snow angels in the bunkers and like to me that's just a step too far. So I'm riding it overall, but I'm tipping more towards fade as it gets a little crazier.
I think you said your scales are tipping. I think my scale got tipped.
Oh,
When I saw
okay.
people running on, I'm like, you know, I used to work at a golf course. If someone did that at my golf course, I would have hated that. And so would have you. That would have been really, really annoying. And they're doing it professionally. Like, for what? For content? For views? For clout?
Drunk.
Yeah, because they're drunk. I don't know, it's dumb. I'm fading the Waste Management Open, man. My scales tipped.
Oh.
We're a
Guys,
bunch of old
guys,
guys.
this is on my bucket list. I saw it
Nah,
and I
maybe I'm
was
too much
like,
of a boomer.
I need to go.
It's
I mean the name implies excrements and
waste.
yeah,
Waste.
waste. But I think this is one of the things like I want to go to a Super Bowl, I want to go to the Masters, I want to go to the Waste Management Open, I want to go to the British Open. There are just some tournaments that
All right.
you just want to see. You just want to be there. And yes, people got a little bit too crazy. In fact, they had to cut off alcohol during the event because it literally got overran. So yeah, just letting people drink till they cannot stand anymore, that's probably not a great idea. But let people party, let people do what they want, as long as no one gets hurt. I'm a fan of it. And yeah, go make some snow angels or sand angels. Go for it.
Sand angels.
Andrew, I agree with you though. This one is also on my bucket list. I've always wanted to go to this tournament. I still think I would, but we'll see. We'll see how the years come. All right. So I'm gonna preface this next one. So we were out of town for the weekend. We went up to Door County in Wisconsin, for those who don't know. But the place we stayed at had an indoor pool and a sauna. So I'm curious to hear what you guys think. We never really took advantage of the sauna in years past, but for some reason this time, the sauna was definitely taken advantage of. So are you riding or fading saunas?
Can we show this?
Yeah, I don't, I did look at the picture first to make sure everything was acceptable, but I'm riding. I love saunas. I don't know. I think they're relaxing.
Was there anyone in there with you?
For the most part, no. There was one time for like a few minutes, but other than that, no.
Did they have clothes on?
Yes. A
Because
swimsuit.
sometimes I feel like old guys just like to come on in there and spread their cheeks. And I don't know, maybe that's just a thing in the movies. But other than that, a personal sauna, absolutely. Or like an infrared sauna, like
Yeah.
it's good for you.
Right.
So I ride saunas. I haven't been one in probably over 10 years. At least.
Yeah. So you've been to a mall, but you haven't been to a sauna.
Yeah.
So there we
Aww. Those are mutually exclusive things.
Hey guys, the place where we might go for my bachelor party might have a sauna.
Oh, so we
So we
all
might
have to
all
go
have to
in there,
go in the sauna. 10
sweat out
dudes
the
in a
alcohol.
sauna.
Are we spreading
I'm
our
riding it.
cheeks too, or
We're not old enough. You have to be like 87 to do that, because then no
Yeah,
one will say
exactly.
anything.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
I'm riding it. Very big. Like it.
I will say it was a smaller sauna, so there wasn't really room for a bunch, like this picture, for a bunch of people to be in it. And then there was like a kind of a more like glass door like that. And then the pool was like right outside. So you couldn't really, you wouldn't want to be showing off in there because there's kids swimming in a pool. So kind of was protected in that sense. All right, sticking with the theme, the last one, as always, is a food option. And I don't even remember what it is. So
Oh,
I'm curious to see what
you're
I
gonna
put
fade your own
here.
pick?
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it
Okay.
is. So this is one of the most highly debated food additives that there is.
Really?
You
And it's
either
not
love it or you
pineapple.
hate it. I've never ever met someone who's like, yeah, it's okay. I've always had people say, yep, I love it, or yep, it is the worst thing ever. And it tastes like soap. And that is your
Oh,
clue.
I know what it
Because it
is. Get
is
ready.
cilantro.
Cilantro.
I am 1000% riding cilantro. I love cilantro.
Do we
I think
have
it's a great
cilantro?
addition to Mexican food and
It's
other
an S
foods,
tier.
but.
It's an S tier spice.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
So
S
we're
tier
all
spice.
riding cilantro.
Ride. We're about to use
Okay.
it tonight.
There you go. That
Let's
is a
go.
thing, though. Like, have you ever met somebody who has been in the middle on cilantro?
No, you're so right.
Yeah.
I love it. It's good in like soup, it's good in Mexican food, it's good in other foods. You would be
Thai
surprised.
food.
I was gonna
Yeah,
say Thai
excellent.
food, a lot of Asian dishes.
Oh, yeah.
I think I grew up with it mostly in Mexican food and like
Yep.
salsas and stuff, but then as we branched out our culinary, options, Thai food, give me all that cilantro. I want it.
Agreed.
It
Agreed.
does not taste like soap. You have the wrong taste buds.
Yes, exactly. I think there was research on that. Like, there is something to it, like different
Like
taste buds or
genetically.
whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're
All
all
right.
related, so that makes sense.
There you go. Well, there you have it. Ride or fade
Three
number
rides. There
three.
we go. We got
We
our
did it.
unanimous one.
We did it.
It's because Josh didn't lead it. Josh didn't lead it. So I felt
That's
like I could
true.
answer honestly.
That's
That's true.
true. We know deep down you're riding spring training. Get out of here.
Actually, no,
No,
I
you
actually, no, that,
that,
you
no, that's an
led your
honest.
Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
That one you led so hard and
That's
so
true.
like,
Well,
yeah. And then you had
I'm
the
very
worst
passionate
picture
about it.
ever.
Yeah. It was a little Okay,
rigged. I won't lie.
wait. Related to that picture, if you can remember, there are bananas on it. I made pancakes this morning. I added bananas into the pancake batter. Did ride or fade? Ride or fade bananas in the pancake
Ride.
batter.
1,000%
Ride.
ride.
Okay, good, good, good. So you
Yeah,
like it in
100% ride.
pancakes, but not on pizza.
Now let me ask you this. Does your significant other ride or fade
Oh,
bananas in pancakes?
they asked for it, so yes.
I was gonna say,
Yes. It was
because I got
requested.
a double thumbs down, tongue stuck out
Really?
reaction. Yeah,
Wow.
I
Wow.
know. Strawberry
Hey.
banana, like it's such a good flavor, right?
Wow.
It's
Dang.
like a go-to. But I agree. You know they make banana milk, like they make almond milk and
That's
stuff.
interesting. That's good stuff.
I made oatmeal with it. It was really good.
Yum.
Oh,
That sounds good. Nice.
like, or not oatmeal, overnight oats, but the same difference.
Ooh, same
Yeah,
difference.
and a little bit of banana flavor.
Well,
But
sick. I'll ride
yeah,
that. I'll ride
I'll ride
that.
that too. Banana on pizza.
Hey.
Look at
Oh, there you
banana
go.
milk. It's
Wow.
Wait, what
so
are the
good, is it?
ingredients? Is it just bananas and
Yes.
water?
And organic sunflower seeds and cinnamon.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, what did you do? Milk a banana to get that? Oh.
That's gross. Now we have to put the E logo on our podcast.
Yeah, I didn't even say the word. Couldn't say the word.
That's how we're ending the podcast, with the image of milking a banana. Anyways, thank you all for listening. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to check out the socials. Go hit that subscribe button on our YouTube, like our latest video. And as always, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game. Peace.
Peace.